That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Password
for the soundboard. I need the password for the fucking soundboard. Where is the password for the fucking soundboard? Paco is here. It's not mine. What the fuck is this? It's Godfrey. No. Go away now. I got it.
Are we using Godfrey sounds?
I kind of want to use Godfrey sounds now.
Baka!
I mean, it sounds like the Real Ass Podcast soundboard.
Wait a minute.
I like it. They have pictures and everything. You know, why are they better than us? My team stinks. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. A new name bestowed upon me this weekend by the by Brandon from Yo Kratom, one of our sponsors, the marquee sponsor of Skankfest, and one of the great sponsors here at Gas Digital, the P.T. Barnum of comedy. I like it a lot. The P.T. Barnum of comedy coming off fresh off the heels of Skankfest. Holy shit, what a weekend. Obviously, we're going to get into that. Obviously, we're going to get into an incredible week we have and get the experiences from everybody that was there. Maybe we'll get some callers, right? What's the number? 576 Gasline?
573 Gasline.
573 Gasline.
You heard it.
573 Gasline. Give us a call if you were at Skankfest. Give me your positives, your negatives, anything that you guys got to say. I really fucking love everyone that came out. First of all, I want to introduce my co-host. As always, he is the international superstar. He is the man with the yellow hair now, apparently. The great one, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
What's up,
kid? I feel great, man. This was such a great weekend.
Yeah.
I feel fucking phenomenal.
I really, dude, honestly, it was fucking great. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming out and being a big part of it. You're part of the family. You are a fucking living legend at Skankfest. I mean, dude.
For now.
Zach, you will die at Skankfest.
Yeah.
And that's the way that it should be.
But that's the best part because you have to figure out which one.
Yeah.
You can't not go because then you're going to miss the one I died at.
That's going to be fucking crazy if you miss this death of Zach D'Amico. So the next Skankfest, and we will be announcing it very, very soon, you guys better fucking be there. But first of all, I want to announce our guests. You guys know him from the You Fucked It podcast. He was at Skankfest this past week. And ladies and gentlemen, the great Brian Six is here.
Hey. How you guys
doing? What's up, kid?
What's going on, boys?
Good to see you, bub.
Feel good?
Yeah.
You look like you're dragging a little.
I'm rejuvenated.
Yeah, you look nice. Like a dragon a little.
Thank you.
You look like a fat dragon. If we found out you were Goro, like your dad was a dragon and your mom was like
Gordo?
Your mom was a clown and your dad was a dragon.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Butterly right now?
He's putting in a lot. He's coming in. Come on. Would have had Paco park it. I didn't know your guys can't drive stick.
Dude, who the fuck drives stick?
Men.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we have an Asian boy.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's two strikes.
Nobody can drive stick.
Next time I'll come up with my rickshaw.
I don't even know they make stick cars anymore, do they?
I know my brother got a Honda one. We had to specially order it.
You really?
No joke.
So they really don't make sticks.
They do, but yeah, it's not like common.
It's weird. Nobody's fucking, because there's no reason for it.
No, some people just get used to it. I know it's good on gas mileage, so. But
yeah, maybe, yeah. I guess. I don't live my life that way. I'm not living my life worrying about gas mileage. I feel like if you're ever worrying about gas mileage in your life, you need to stop and look in the mirror and go like, where the fuck am I at, dude?
Mm-hmm.
You're really nickeling and diming in your life if you're worrying about gas mileage. That's what I say. The great Tim Butterly should be here any moment now. I'm very excited to have him here on the show. Him here. I did just say that. Shut the fuck up, Shannon. Sometimes I fuck up. up my speech. Okay.
Bodily, talk about taking the whole experience of Skankfest for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm
sure he loved it.
Oh my God.
Every time I saw him, he had a big grin on his face and he wanted to hug me and told me.
Everyone did, obviously. You guys did an amazing job as always, but like him being there, like, dude, he took in everything, which was great.
It was incredible. You know, let's do our plugs real quick. Shannon, what do you want to say? I see it on your face.
Oh, I'd have a couple of callers.
Got a couple callers. We're going to take the callers. Let them pile up for a minute. If you were at Skankfest, would love to hear your experience, good or bad. I would love to hear bad experiences too. I've heard no bad experiences yet. So, you know, maybe there's a couple of people out there that did not like the Skankfest experience, and we'll talk to them as well. Who knows? But let's do our plugs. Brian Six, what do you got to plug?
You Fucked It podcast. Me and Ryan Shaner, listen to that. It's on and our Patreon. And then what's coming up? Oh, Thanksgiving week. Be featuring for Big J down in Philly at Helium. Come down there and that'll get nuts. Come to that.
Get down with the sickness. I love it. Zach Amico.
Just Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I'll be on the road with Lewis coming up.
Lewis, I have my glasses and I shaved my head. I don't need any of that shit. Let's go. Yeah, live dates coming up, guys. November 26th, 27th, Laugh It Up at Gipsy, myself, and the great Zach Amico. Then December 17th and 18th, the Dark Comedy Festival. We're doing a live Real Ass podcast, Depraved, and I'm doing headlining shows in Toronto. Then I'm going to be in Lexington, Kentucky in January. Funny Boat in Hartford, Connecticut. Ontario Improv's coming up. Zany Chicago coming up. Lots more dates coming up and being added. I know a lot of these are not on my website yet, but just go to lewisofskanks.com to get tickets for all those. Those are all confirmed dates. I'm reading them right now from my email. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to every show of the Real Ass Podcast, all the Legion of Skanks, every episode of every podcast that is right here on the greatest podcast network in the land. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Plus, you get instant access to the Racist Live Chat. You guys get pre-release on all episodes, high-def episodes, and many other member benefits. Ad-free episodes. Come on now. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, and my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LewisJGomezComedy, where you guys can get clips and other fun stuff like Fight Journal, Gash Journal, and all the web series stuff that I'm doing. It's a good time to be a Puerto Rican Rattlesnake fan. If you like my shit, guys, this is it. Subscribe to all my shit. You guys know what's up. I think I'm putting out the roast probably Thursday or Friday on that YouTube channel. So go subscribe to YouTube. I think it went off of Moment House today or maybe tomorrow. Whatever
who,
goes off.
Who? I think I asked you, but who did your kids sing the video?
Oh, the video?
Yeah, that was great.
Who, like, recorded it?
Yeah, yeah. Me. Like, oh, you did that?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Oh, that
me
was
and,
great.
Me and my girl. We, you know, what, you think he wrote the jokes himself? You think he really fucking...
He nailed it.
He did nail it, dude.
He was great.
No, he was awesome, dude. He was really into it. And he did actually help write the jokes, which is funny. Like, we sat down and, like, went over premises and things that he wanted to make fun of. Mm-hmm. And it was really cute. It was a really cute process. And we showed him the video of him doing it. And he got nervous watching himself doing it. He was like, oh, my God, I was so nervous knowing that that many people watched me. So that was, it was cool. The whole thing was awesome, man.
Yeah.
The whole experience was fucking...
I felt bad for your opening set, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he just fucking didn't...
Jesus.
But everyone murdered, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone murdered. And I know Voss always says this, but I'll say I think it's tied with the Voss roast for the greatest roast that's ever existed. Really, all bullshit aside, dude. Like, everyone killed... with really high quality, unique jokes. Like, the Comedy Central is great, but a lot of those roasts are really just fucking throwaway horseshit generic jokes, dude. I was friends with everybody on the dais. Like, legitimately had, like, fucking great intimate relationships with everybody on the dais. And it was great. It was a fucking honor, dude. And the production nailed it. And my girlfriend helped produce it with Rebecca and Christine. So everything from the set to the video and the monitor, we had a fucking Jumbotron. It was amazing. It was really, really cool. Skankfest this year was bigger than we've ever done it before. And, you know, I would love to partner with the Secret Group again next year. We're going to try to make this work. The only problem is, I think it's grown. Once again, it's last year we said it outgrew
the
Bazaar.
Yeah.
This year it's outgrown the space. Without a doubt, we can sell more tickets, you know, but we still obviously want to keep it like punk rock and cool. It's not the type of thing we're going to have 20,000 people at Skankfest, but without a doubt, we could, you know, probably find a venue that could, you know, fit more people, fit 2,000, 3,000
people. Astroworld's available.
Yeah, that is also true. So So I don't, we'll see what's going on. But there was also, there was ways to do it. There was that brewery right next door to, that was within the fenced area. Mm-hmm. And they have a massive, massive area. You can do like 2,000 person concert out there. So maybe, maybe who knows? We might go back to Houston. We're talking about Vegas right now. We're talking about Florida. We're talking about a lot of different places. But I want to go to Shannon. Shannon, you were working the check-in booth.
Yeah.
For all of the artists. Give me some of your favorite moments from Skankfest this past week, Shannon.
I mean,
so first of all, be honest about this, and don't bullshit me about this, Shannon.
Okay.
Okay. By today's standards, okay, by today's standards, how many comedians sexually harassed you?
None.
Whoa, pussy.
By today's standards.
But I think by any nobody aside from you, nothing.
Look how much you see the way that she just giggled. By the way, do you see the way that she just giggled? She likes when I sexually harass her. It's a game at this point, and we'll talk about it. But now that I fucking put hands on Ellis, I know that Shannon's pussy was sopping side fucking ringside. I was gonna say side ring because I don't know anything about anything. What's going on, Tim Butterly?
Yes, yes.
I'll tell you what, you were lucky Ellis didn't block any of those shots with his giant cock.
Oh, his dick is massive,
dude. He could have swung up and blocked an uppercut.
I didn't know this.
If he started to windmill it, he could have chopped my hands off. He's fucking. Jesus. It was wild. He did
this
the
is
naked
not something
roast.
We accounted for in the plan,
dude. The naked roast. I'll tell you right now. He came out, and
you're gonna have to shoot a triple leg on him.
I like it.
Damn.
Ellis's dick is uncomfortably big and uncomfortable for his wife, uncomfortable for anybody that has to see it. Dude, he came out of the naked roast and he just went fucking yo, and it was swinging down to his knee. It was wild. It was the first time that I was intimidated by him, and I legitimately was. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, you don't walk around with a cock like that and not be able to fucking just give one and take one, you know? He's like, that's some brutal. Fucking real.
I think that's technically how he identifies. He gives some and he takes some.
Doggy.
This is going to change the conversation around your fight because your boxing against him looked pretty good. So yeah, now people good. Now people are going to be betting each other like $10,000 that your dick is a lot smaller than his.
Oh, my dick is wildly. My dick, and I mean this, my dick is 1/20th the size of Jason Ellis's. I shit you not. Shannon, did you see the naked roast?
No, and this is my first time hearing about Jason Ellis.
It was. I
tried to see it. Dude, I was barred.
There's no way. Like, obviously, he's a shower, not a grower. Obviously. There's no way. There's no way it's the same, like,
there's
ratio.
There's much left on it, yeah.
It was like 7 or 8 inches hanging. Am I
lying? I didn't see it.
That's so cool.
Stupid.
Jeez.
That's so awesome. Did he meat spin it for everybody?
Dude, he could have easily. Dude, I'll tell you right now. He fucking... My dick unhard. Yeah. I mean, just... And by the way, the naked roast, the amount of tiny dicks at that roast, it made me feel like a king.
I felt, dude, it was good to know I had a bigger dick than most black dudes in Houston. Dude, those things came out rough.
Those dicks were, there were some tiny ass dicks, which is crazy to me. Like, I couldn't imagine doing a naked roast and not having a big dick, or at the very least, like a presentable
normal
dick.
Something,
like,
yeah.
Like, these, they were, there was.
They were awkward.
Straight up micro penises. Like, Zach's got a small dick. These guys had dicks that were like inside of their bodies.
Yeah.
It was
fucking... I think that was terror though too. Like, their dicks were retracting because they were afraid of the situation.
Yeah, maybe. Dude, that shit was fucking wild. But Alice's dick really was something else. It was something to behold. Everyone, if you get a chance,
man, that's so.
It's
cool.
Like, it's like seeing the Grand Canyon. Like, you don't know until you know. Like, you got to go see how vast it is.
Yeah, like you see pictures of it on the internet. It's
it
not
doesn't mean anything.
Get
on a postcard. Yeah. That doesn't mean shit
until you're posing in front of it with your children. Yeah. You can't appreciate how big Jason is.
You
got
to park your camper in front of it to give you some perspective. This thing is fucking.
Your
massive.
Wife's pretending to lean on it in the picture. It's behind you.
It was fucking incredible. His penis was something else.
Does this change your strategy at all for your real fight?
Doesn't change my strategy for my real fight, but I'll tell you right now, I'm excited for our real fight now.
Yeah.
Now, I know, look, we fuck around. We kid around. Ellis won the competition we ended up doing, okay? He did.
It wasn't a fight, though.
But it wasn't a fight, and what I learned from that was that, like I thought, Ellis wasn't as good as people are saying he is. You know what I'm saying? He definitely.
I think you might have been sandbagging though.
Well, were you guys fighting for real at one point?
No, we were boxing each other for real. Boxing. Yeah, yeah. No. And he fucking, like, look, he wasn't trying to be fucking embarrassed. He was trying to fucking, he was trying to embarrass me. He did not want to fucking back up. He did not want to fall through the ropes. He didn't want me to touch him more than I touched him. And then when we went for another 30 seconds, you could see he sort of really throwing because he was like, fuck this, dude. I'm not going to get it. But all that, because he didn't really hit me in the second round. All that told me was that I can compete against Jason Ellis, and I was fat. Shannon, what did I do 15 minutes before the Jason Ellis fight?
You ate a giant donut.
I ate a giant fucking donut.
That's what's up, nigga.
That's not even in shape, Luis J. Gomez. When I come out to the Jason Ellis fight, to the MMA fight, I am going to be shredded to the fucking gills. I'm going to be twice as good as I am right now.
Not carrying around a bunch of dick weight you don't need.
Dude, not carrying around. Flying. Dude, I'm
streamlined.
Yeah, dude.
I've got a swimmer's dick, dude. I'm
be floating like a butterfly in my dick. Dude, I'll tell you right now, if I got it. Ellis gotta be anchored down, just dragging that dick all over the place. That's why he moves so slow.
Yeah, he looked off balance.
He did. No, Ellis, honestly, he is very tough and he hits really hard. But that little exchange that we had made me very confident that there's a path to beating him in an MMA fight. I really, really believe that. I was nervous. We had a minute to sort of even catch a rhythm. I didn't catch a rhythm. I didn't even use the jab once. I was literally trying to counter because he was throwing these big bombs. I'm telling you right now, in a fucking real fight with a real training camp in shape, and I'm not going to fucking talk about it anymore because I know people get sick of it, but I think that I will beat Jason Ellis in this fight.
Let's go.
We're going to fight next year.
Go.
I'm ready to fucking do this. We're not even considering that my jiu-jitsu game has grown tremendously. I'm going to be in just the shape that I'm going to be in is going to be bonkers. I'm 220 pounds right now. I'm a fat fuck. I'll be 25 pounds lighter, just shredded, stronger, faster, more athletic, younger, and in his fucking head because he knows that I'm not afraid of him. I walked him the fuck down with no fear.
The footwork was solid.
No fear!
You were never out of place. It was awesome, man.
Come on, Jason Ellis. Sign the fucking contract. Let's get a date. Now I'm really excited to do this. And I will say I love Jason Ellis. Ellis Spade, it was incredible.
Yeah, can I be honest? Really cool dude.
He's the man.
I really like
the fucking man. He's the greatest. I have no fear fighting him. I know we will fight. I know I will beat him. I know everybody is watching that video. Shannon, pull it up. You can pull it up for a second if people haven't seen it. I put it on my Instagram. Or no, I put it on my Twitter. The full.
Yeah, bring up the Moment House feed real quick,
if you can, please.
Get that going. A little buffer.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I'm excited. And also, Shannon, you know what Shannon said to me before we started today's show? Shannon, you tell them. What'd you say about next Skankfest?
Oh, that maybe I want to fight in one of the things for Ellis.
Let's go.
Shannon wants girls fight. Fighting.
Yes,
dude. When Shannon and Ellie Makovsky fought each other.
Dude, you should have Shannon. You should have Shannon and Kim go tag team against someone.
Hell yeah!
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be sick?
Dude, we
fighting?
Would you fight Kim, Shannon,
or let Shannon and Kim do 2-on-1 against a guy?
I mean, Kim is so much further ahead at training. I like the idea of like fighting with somebody else that also does not have any.
Dude,
experience.
I'll fight five
Shannon
women.
Versus Dylan.
I'll fight five women at once at the next Ellis Mania.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Shannon, Kim, please. It would be hilarious.
Yeah.
They're just fucking wailing on me. I'm just like throwing haymakers.
Wait, Shannon, real fighting or like foxy boxing?
No, like real fighting.
Yes. Shannon, she was watching on the sidelines, and I saw her pussy just sopping wet. Okay, she was, you know, like you see, like if you're hungry and you see a meal, and your mouth starts to water and salivate. That's what her pussy was doing, dude. This is how much she loves watching men beat the shit out of each other.
Eddie Jackson, no shirt on, love it.
Shannon, Eddie Jackson. Can I say this? Eddie Jackson just looks like a shredded me. So stop acting like you're not attracted to me, you bitch.
He is something. He was like inches in front of me with his shirt off, all sweaty. Oh my God.
You love
Skankfest highlight.
That was your Skankfest highlight.
One of them, yeah. That's
I am. I would say that I have a better looking face than Eddie Jackson. Shannon?
Who's he?
Pull up Eddie Jackson.
Sure.
I would say that I have a better looking face than Eddie Jackson. I say we hit on the same thing.
I bet you Jason Ellis' dick has a better looking face than you.
Let me find a good one.
Oh, see? Say you know I'm better looking than him because she's got to find a good one.
Hold on, wait. I was showing Natalie earlier, so I know the one I want to show. Hold on.
She's like, I guess he's okay.
It's just Alice's dick.
Does he have a sister?
Doesn't do anything for me.
Get the fuck
and
out of
here. He's great.
Yeah.
He's got light eyes, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I'm better. I am a better looking man than him. He's just more shredded and jacked and more badass. That's it.
Were you trying to find a picture that wasn't him holding up numbers?
Man, Shannon, have you just never met a personal trainer before? That was every personal trainer face I've ever seen in my life.
He's not, something about him.
Yeah, because he's a fucking, he's a fighter, professional fighter. He's badass. He's also a really nice guy.
Yeah, very sweet.
But
and he remembered my name first day to the second day.
Shannon, I fucking remember your name every fucking day, you fucking whore.
There it is.
I've never forgotten your name.
He did have kind of like a pretty good aesthetic going, dude. You can't match that.
Well, when I get shredded for the Jamaica trip, I'm going to have...
You look like you're from deeper in the jungle than he is.
Major Eddie Jackson vibes coming right at Shannon.
All right, do you want to see part of the fight now?
Let's see.
Oh, I like the footwork, man.
How tall is he?
Like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah. Keep his hands up.
Yeah, I'm bigger.
Back.
Yeah, he looks smaller for some reason.
That was nice.
Yeah, you're trying to throw that over. And he's trying to land bombs. When he throws the straight, he actually hits really fucking hard.
There. I'm sure he does, dude.
He hits harder than he hits as hard as most pros that
are
swung.
Big fucking dude, man. He's stacked.
He looks frustrated with your size.
He's frustrated that
boom. Oh, you see that 3-4 that landed, baby boy, that counter?
Dude,
look at this.
Look at that junk.
Dude, you got thick legs on you too. You're looking powerful here, bro. It's a shame you lost.
I'm I'm just saying,
that's
like, look,
bad.
I know that, look, his punches look a little more crisp and look straighter, but the reality is I'm landing more. Like, he hits me right here, bang. Ooh. That two is nasty. That was a nasty two. Oof. That was the hardest punch
did
of the fight. Yeah, it was the hardest punch of the fight. I thought he split my lip. But it's not like it's a bang right there. Counter.
Yeah.
And then look, boom, boom, good head movement. Except he falls through the ropes. Except he falls through. I'm not. And by the way, I'm not pretending that I knocked him down there. But he fell through the fucking ropes. Yeah. That's not the way you want to end a round against a fucking fat amateur comedian. That's not the way you want to end it. I'm just, what am I supposed to say? Is that the way you would want to end it? Some would say that it was supposed to be one round for 1 minute. Some would say that the Puerto Rican rattlesnake took that round. Some would say. Some would say.
Eh.
And it didn't need to go another 30 seconds.
Eh.
Some would say.
Man, if only someone who was in control of the entire festival could have gotten in someone's ear during the fight.
Dude, let me tell you something. They said, they were like, let's go to the crowd. And I was like, no, let's not go to the crowd because they're just going to choose me. I don't want an unfair fucking win.
Yeah.
So I'm an honorable motherfucker.
You gifted him the win in front of an away crowd.
Merry Christmas, Jason Ellis.
You
beat me in silly boxing. You beat me in silly boxing at Skankfest. We're going to do a real MMA fight.
He beat you in coxy boxing.
Yes. But at when we do a real fight, we're going to do an actual legitimate mixed martial arts fight. Little fucking gloves. Real deal. Everything fucking goes. And we'll see what happens. I have no fear. No fear at all. I'm telling you right now. Guys that I spar with are fucking absolute killers. Absolute fucking killers.
Yeah,
Tim Butterly,
yeah,
absolute killer.
Yeah, I know.
Brian Six, absolute killer.
Yeah,
I believe
never
you,
let you lose.
I believe
in
you, dude. I'm going
to
be there. I'm going to be there 1,000,000% convinced you're going to destroy him.
Shannon, what was your favorite part of Skankfest this year?
Probably the roast. The roast was amazing.
She didn't get sexually harassed.
I believe it.
That's why she sounds so sad.
But at the beginning of it, like at the very beginning, after the intro, and when Zach first went up, it like had like an emotional moment. I was just so proud of you guys.
Did you cry?
I had a little teary
you faggot
moment. I know.
You cried, Shannon. Oh, you're literally suspended for the rest of the show.
I was just
pussy.
Proud of you guys and proud
Natalie,
to be ancillarily attached to it. It was just a great moment. But everybody killed. It was so funny. It was great. And there was a small Shannon chant right before it started, because something was wrong with one of the confetti cannon thingies that one of the fans pointed out. So I got up to grab Rebecca. We came back. So I was standing for a minute in the front of the crowd, and they started chanting Shannon, which was fun.
Yeah. That's how Shannon puts on her makeup every morning, is by confetti cannon. She stands right in front of it. Just splash!
Oh, you had it
chanting
set
her own name in the mirror.
Yeah.
Homer, you had it set on whore.
She's got her toe on the trigger of a confetti cannon.
Shannon, are there anybody? Is there people on the phone still?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Taking calls, dude.
Let's see. 573 Gas Line. We're going to take some calls, some Skankfest memories. Skankfest memories.
I am curious about bad ones. I'm curious if anybody's
Yeah, did anyone have even well, kind of a bad time?
There's, I don't think so.
I'm sure we're probably about to hear about it.
Let's say, yeah, somebody. I'm sure somebody's going to come in. Do we have are the phones working, Shannon? If you say no, I'll be furious.
I had the best time ever, thanks, time. By the way.
Everyone knows you had the best time ever. Had,
every Jesus time Christ I saw you, ever. You were on another planet.
Literally.
Hell yeah, dude. I might never come back.
Okay, really quickly, we must thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes the best Delta 8 THC gummies and vapes in the business. They really do work. They really get you very, very high, and they're legal in 42 states. Ships right to your door. If you're over the age of 21 years old, this is a really, really great deal. If you like to get high like I do or like Zach does, try Delta 8 THC.
Yeah, they sent us the gummies. They sent us the vapes. I've done the field research for you guys. They really work, and to be completely honest, I'm not telling you to go out and fool people, but I don't think you can really tell the difference.
No, not at all. I do. I fool my sister all the time. When she asks me to smoke my vape pen, I give her my, because they gave me free Delta 8. They give me a ton of it. So I'm just like, hey, here, take this. She thinks I'm so generous. She gets super stoned. She doesn't know any better. All you got to do right now is go to YoDelta.com. It's already really cheap, but if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your entire order. So once again, go to YoDelta.com, grab some Delta 8 THC, and get fucked up. Okay, where were we? Right, there's somebody on the line?
Yeah, should be there.
Hello?
Lewis, what's up?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
And then this is, you know what? I don't want to give my name out on the Races Live chat, but this is Chris from Houston.
Chris from Houston. Hell yeah, dude. All right, Chris from Houston. You obviously were at Skankfest this past weekend. What'd you think?
It was fucking awesome. The entire atmosphere, like just from the get-go with the Legion of Skanks live show, I mean, with you doing the body shot off of that fucking fat guy, I mean, that really set the precedent for like the entire environment of just like get fucked up the entire weekend.
And be gay.
And be gay.
Just get fucked up and be gay with fat people.
Exactly.
Hell
so
yeah.
That Saturday, my brother and I got specific, like very, very drunk, like very confident drunk. And your staff and everyone working the fest was very nice, but some of them were a little naive. We kind of like walked past, like into the green room.
Shut the fuck up. You shut up. Shut the fuck up, Chris. Nobody did that. And you should not try to do that at Skankfest. And our staff is not naive.
I'm not condoning it. I'm not condoning it.
No, you're admitting to it. That's worse than condoning something.
What did you do when you got in the green room?
So I was so...
He sucked Alice's
like,
dick.
Really fucked. I was really drunk. I was on mushrooms.
Sick.
And tight. We were sitting in the green room like Kurt Metzger.
Sarah Weinchuk was passed out on a couch. So...
Cut to.
I was sitting on the couch next to Jamar Neighbors and people were talking around me, but I was like too fucked up to speak and like too high on mushrooms to like make a noise. So I was kind of just listening in. My brother was much more confident in like talking to people. He talked to some comedian he was flirting with and she, like, he was like, oh, I saw your set, like, you know, earlier today. That was, you know, you were fantastic. And she was like, oh, thank you. And like, they were talking for like 20 minutes, like flirting back and forth. And I guess after that he said, so are you performing here?
Yes.
And she was very offended.
Yeah, it's kind of a shitty thing to do.
Who was it?
It is. I'm not. Who's the comedian? Look, I'm not painting.
Yeah, who
I'm
was
painting,
it?
Not painting ourselves. In the, I don't know.
Oh,
I,
come on.
I don't really remember.
The story stinks.
Sounds funny as
hold
shit.
On, okay. So
definitely
wait,
did
Butterly,
not get pussy.
Butterly,
Butterly?
No, I'm not married. Not, and he didn't either. But okay. So, but Butterly, I. So I don't know. Maybe you'll, if I describe myself, you'd recognize me. So we were in the back. We were in one of the rooms on Saturday night in the green
really
room.
Really gay.
One.
Yeah.
Auburn.
Really, yeah, really gay. Yeah. And we're sitting with, like, Dalton, and, like, you and, like, Gillis walked in, and McCusker, and eventually Shane was like, who are you guys? And I didn't answer, but apparently my brother said we were in sales, and no one questioned it.
So this your story of Skankfest is how you snuck backstage and how you probably stole alcohol and food.
And annoyed comics.
No, annoyed comics the whole night.
It was awesome.
Did
dude.
Not stop food.
This, dude, this actually,
alcohol.
No, you know what? This sounds like harmless mischief, and yeah. I think it sounds like
no,
a really
dude, you
fun
should have
time.
Taken alcohol, you fucking loser. Yeah. There's tons of alcohol back there, and you just fucking didn't take any?
Dude, I was like near blackout. It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone did any, was did any near. By 7 p.m. every day, everyone was near blackout.
Did any comedians ask you to test their Molly?
Dude, a lot of people.
No, but
that
I
was happening
mushrooms.
A lot.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, thank you. Thank you, Chris from Houston. I appreciate somebody. Your phone call. You're the man.
Any fan that sneaks into anywhere at Skankfest is taking a pretty dangerous risk. They're putting their life in their hands.
Well, there was no testing kits. We thought we were going to have testing kits. I thought we were going to have testing kits. We didn't. So that's
what it was. There were testing kits.
Oh, there were.
Yeah. Frank
gave out a bunch. Okay, all right. So maybe they did get around for just the artists.
Yeah, yeah. They were like the urine tests.
Okay.
So you could put whatever you had in it and dip the strip in, and it had a color code for what was in it.
I
thought that it was just a yes or no for if it had drugs. So I didn't trust that at all.
No, we Googled it. The stripes were different colors for different drugs.
Okay. See, yeah, so, well, regardless, I mean, that was going on a lot where, like, I saw Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon, or maybe I shouldn't name names. But, yeah, they were coming around being like, hey, dude, we need somebody to, like, test our drugs for us. Like, do you know anybody?
Yeah.
So I think the people were going to, like, unknown comedians or fans and be like, hey, dude, you want some of my drugs?
Yeah, it was crazy.
But it was
how...
only because they were trying to not die.
It was This was the evolution of like knowing a coke guy. Everyone had drugs, but they were like, do anyone know anyone have a testing strip guy?
Yeah.
And then it was
By the way, testing strips, if you go to Skankfest and sell like testing strips to just test your coke for fentanyl or whatever, or test your Molly for fentanyl, you'll make a killing. But look, you don't even have to sell real testing strips. If you just package something and pretend it's a testing strip, you can go to Skankfest and make a fucking killing.
Sell Post-its.
That's good.
It stays yellow. You're good. I would have been like, yeah, dude.
Yum.
That'll be $35.
Yup.
Shit. Shannon, put somebody else through. If we don't get any bad stories, though, I can't keep on listening to people with their terrible stories about how they just had fun.
I hope it's that kid, Chris's brother. He's like, yeah, so he's I'm fucked up. I'm in
near,
sales.
Yo, damn near blackout.
Yeah,
we had a great time, dude. I got fucked up. What did you do? Just like drank a bunch, dude. It was sick.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Wes from New Mexico.
Hell yeah, dude. What's going on, Wes?
Dude, Skankfest was fucking insane.
Yeah, you loved
meeting
it.
Everybody, the fans fucking loved it.
What was your favorite moment?
Favorite moment? Fucking Zach closing out Naked Roast. It fucking changed me afterwards, man. I had to think about shit when I got back to the place.
He's like, should I never eat carbs again?
I might be gay.
Yeah. All right, well, let me ask you. We'll change it up here. What was your least favorite part about Skankfest? We need some negative feedback for things that we should change.
Fucking standing all goddamn day. I was running that fucking Z Extraordinary Farms booth, and fucking standing all day was killing me. I wasn't able to party with nobody afterwards. I was fucking done by the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your feet end up hurting by the end of the day. So, yeah, you were... Okay, well, yeah, dude, that sucks, man. I we'll get more fucking chairs next year. Or maybe you should stop being such a fat fuck.
Stop working out.
Dude, stop being so fat, dude. You're standing.
Yeah.
It's not like we're making you do burpees the whole day.
I got fucked up legs. It's not my fault.
Oh, you ain't making me feel bad, dude.
How fucked up are we talking? Like, in an accident or at birth?
You chaired up?
I've had surgeries and shit.
Oh, wow.
I got
that
tumors
fucked
in
up?
My legs and shit. It's all fucked up, but it's all good. I had a fucking blast, man.
Is some fat chick misery you?
Pretty much.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, thank you, dude. I appreciate the feedback.
Any women on the line?
Hell I'd like
yeah. Yeah, bring
women.
Bring a wheelchair next time because you'll get right to the front of the line of wherever.
That's actually
you go.
A fucking smart idea.
That's
there was a few
fest
people.
Hack.
That's well. It's a no. I'm a Skankfest hack. But the hell yeah, dude.
You fucking dick.
Yeah, there was the two guys that like rolled through
the Irish
like, yes. VIPs,
treated
yeah.
like fucking kings, man.
Yeah.
Those are my dudes.
Do you think that they weren't really in wheelchairs? Because I'll make people. I'm testing them.
I don't know
because
I kept trying to dump them out of the wheel. Actually, I was trying to joust them against each other because there was only two wheelchair dudes there.
Well, how could you test them to see if it's real?
Push them over.
Yeah, push them over. And if they react,
they could just flop.
No,
that's what I would do.
Well, that's the thing. You got to surprise them. If you shake it really quick and they put a foot down, it's like, nah, I got you, you fucking liar. But if they fall on their face, it's like, oh, dude, I'm very sorry.
No, I think you have to literally wheel them onto the train tracks and then tie the wheelchair down to the tracks. And be like, all right, dude, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a handicap test strip right there.
Exactly.
If they die, they might have been handicapped.
All right, we must take a moment and tell you about our brand new partnership that could not be a better fit, and that is Fight Back CBD. Fight Back CBD is a CBD company that empowers people to live clean lives with martial arts training. And I can tell you right now, when I'm training, exercising, and being healthy, I have a lot more mental clarity, and I'm leading a way more productive life. It goes hand in hand, okay? My mental state is just as important as my physical state. Justin from Fight Back CBD is actually in recovery and found that jiu-jitsu greatly helped him on his journey and is now looking to help others get started with martial arts to clean up their lives too. They're located in Austin, Texas, and they've been helping individuals with sobriety and mental health for the last 4 years. So if you're struggling, reach out. The company hopes to one day open up a free gym and to be able to help even more people. So I recommend Fight Back CBD. They've got incredible CBD products. I'm using their topical roll-on to help me stay injury-free and beat Jason Ellis. And they also have vape pens and tinctures and all of your other CBD supplies. So right now, go to fightbackcbd.com. That's fightbackcbd.com. And when you check out, use the promo code RAP20 to save 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's fightbackcbd.com. Promo code RAP20 for 20% off. Okay, where were we? Yeah. Shannon, what was your least favorite part of Skankfest this year?
I don't know if I can think of anything. I just wish I could have seen more stuff.
Shannon, you could have seen more stuff. I tried to get you to stop sitting at the fucking booth the whole time. I said to her, I was like, Shannon, you can have somebody literally sit here for you and just order them what to do. I was like, we have a million volunteers doing nothing.
I know six was spending a lot of time keeping me company.
I was roasting everybody for her. She kept sitting there. I was like, go do something. Go fucking get something.
I know. I wanted her to like come hang out. I wanted her to maybe fucking.
I stopped in to check on her a couple
you
times.
You did. I just feel like that I'm not doing my job. But I wanted to see Ellis May. I wanted to see the roast. I wanted to do the comedy jam, but I couldn't make it.
Shannon, you're like a borderline celebrity in the gas digital world. Like same thing with Dylan. Like Dylan's sitting. Look at Dylan. Here's his name. Dylan, can I also say every picture of you doing this sucks.
Don't stop doing it, Dylan.
Like you are, Dylan. And I mean this, Dylan. You are the very bottom rung of the Skankfest comedians. Like you're as low as it gets. You're working a merch booth, and here's every shot, Dylan. Like he's fucking Machine Gun Kelly. Mm. Like, it's wild. Go to Dylan's Instagram. Go to Dylan's Instagram right now. It's absolutely wild.
I thought it was pretty sweet.
I think maybe this is like
this is awesome.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I thought that was a great thing that he did.
You think that's great?
I think it's funny
that 90% of the comedians are looking.
No, you got to see when he walks toward the camera getting the shot. It's the cringiest thing in the world.
Yeah, I think this is just what like 21-year-olds are doing.
Tim, stop defending him, dude. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I might not. I think I might just keep
power, dude. You're terrified.
Who's that? Dylan's?
Dylan, come here for a second.
That's my boy. Dylan's my boy.
Dylan, I love Dylan.
No, you don't. I love Dylan, dude.
No, dude.
No, I love Dylan.
Dude, I fucking... Let's talk to Dylan about his fight a little bit. Ooh.
Here we go. Young D.
Young D. Guys, you know what? I'm going to give Dylan a ton of respect for stepping in there.
Yes, dude.
And fucking putting it on the line against Harrington.
Lewis, thank you for everything, though. I have to say, I knew you were going to bring me in. I knew you were going to shit on me, but I'm not going to just
not thank you for everything. No, we're not. I decided it can't be Skankfest just us awesome. Sucking my dick and how awesome Skankfest was. We're only talking about the negative things that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You brought I'm the wrong guest for this. Sorry, actually, I'll step out if that's what you guys want.
No, dude. No, that's fine. Well, here's what I want to I want to talk about your fight and your experience fighting Harrington.
Okay.
So talk me through the emotions because it was not the result you were looking for.
No, it wasn't.
Which you did post that, like you were a UFC fighter. He was like, you know, not the result we were hoping. He said we were hoping for, like, there's a we.
No, we have had a team.
I don't know who the we was.
Me, Justin Silver, Tim Butterly, Corinne Fisher, Dave Temple.
These niggas never that trained team. With you, not once.
That's my team.
I here and there I was in training sessions with Dylan, but I was actually going to ask about how much training Dylan had had with his team.
I would say Dylan has done a total of
what would you say 20 sessions.
Not even 20 sessions.
Right?
Close. 10. Paco's
maybe
saying 10.
10 sessions. And when Dylan goes, Dylan's only working maybe 15 minutes of the hour. right? Mm-hmm. I would say there's a lot of downtime, a lot of like posing.
He's on the speed bag, just like doing like picture hands at it.
The picture with Diego takes longer than the actual session.
Yeah,
like, I'm only there for the little bit of sweat.
He's taking selfies with the heavy bag.
With me, Diego. That's all I wanted.
I'm actually training. And then Harrington's trying to actually train. You know
he
what I'm
wants
saying?
It.
He
yeah.
wants it, but yeah. we don't really have time for Harrington. So it's a lot of like, all right, Harrington, another round on the heavy bag. But Harrington's in there and fucking boom, boom. And Dylan, you know, he'll give a couple jabs to the heavy bag. Then he sits down. He's like on his phone.
Yep.
This very, very little training actually happening when he goes and trains. Harrington has been training like that for, what, a year or whatever? More.
Yeah, but it's like you're bringing Dylan along to Harrington's like training camp. So it's like, how? I mean, does that feel awkward for you? Like, oh, I'm going to where the guy I'm fighting trains all the time.
I brought up multiple times to Lewis. I was like, hey, so at what point do we split off? At what point do I go? And we did the Justin Silver episode, and then I never split off.
Can I say? And you'll know this, Tim, because you actually train Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu on a pretty serious level. These guys are so bad. That it doesn't matter, like they're not going to learn anything from even they could watch all the tape on each other, they could train with each other, it doesn't actually matter. What they were doing was a glorified sparring match, and they were doing hard sparring in front of a big crowd of people, and it doesn't really like they weren't going to be able to get reads on each other. It wasn't like Dylan, you weren't going to be able to. You didn't have enough time.
Yeah, but Justin Silver the entire time was like, listen, we're going to 1-1-2, just find your spots. 1-1-2, just find your spots. Saw Harrington going with no headgear.
He was talking about dropping a beat. He was like, 1-1-2, all right, one.
Turn my gloves up.
No, I realized afterwards, I was only going for knockouts. I was like.
You guys both came in at like a 10. At one point, you threw a reverse spin punch like Ryu or something.
Fire.
Like you were like, awesome.
You think that was awesome?
It was a fucking great punch.
You think that was awesome?
It was so dope.
It was nowhere near him.
Hadjukin.
I went in there literally with the purpose. I was like, at one point, you're going to throw this spinning punch. It's going to look awesome.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Did it look awesome, Brian?
No.
He wasn't even in the ring. It looked like Harrington was trying to steal your purse. Yeah.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
Also, I was added to the corner. I'm not kidding. I was woken up, and I had to like run out of my hotel to get to where Dylan was warming up. Come on, it's me, dude.
About 10 people I texted and did agree to be in my corner that did not show up.
Well, wow. You kept asking. Okay, hold on a second. You kept asking all the Philly guys you wanted us to be in your corner. You wanted to come out to Meek Mill, this, that, and the other.
This is true.
And I think you got shook when me and Dave Temple told you, if you lose this fight, we reserve the right to fuck you up.
And you never showed up.
I mean, Kevin Ryan turned to me at one point, he was like, dude, we should just beat his ass if he wins. And I was like, yeah, dude, that's kind of going to happen. Yeah, when I went to walk up, you guys didn't really have much room.
Yeah, there's no walk up music.
No, there's no.
I felt like I spent
music.
Like 2 years only thinking about the walk up music. Yeah. Didn't get the one thing I was there for.
Yeah, well,
six. That's
what I wanted. So talk to us a little bit about the fight. Did you feel Harrington's power?
No.
No.
No. The reason I went so hard is I felt his first punch. I was like, I could take all of those.
I put on Gorilla Man Productions sent me a great little dramatic trailer.
Dude, it was so dramatic.
Of the Dylan.
Oh, I saw that. It was good. That was
so dramatic.
Pull that up. Show it to the fans that haven't seen this before. Really, these are the highlights of the Harrington and Dylan fight. You see how seriously these guys took it. You'll see how little punches they actually landed on each other.
Dude, it's like if my grandma was rolling down a hill.
It was crazy.
Like, what is this?
The amount of DMs I got that was like, yo, just take one step back, you would have landed so much more.
Harrington was working the inside. You know, but you're not going to learn how to judge distance by coming and doing 15 minutes of boxing once every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, like, that shit takes, it's a lot, dude. People don't realize, like, how much I've been training. Like, I train like a fucking madman, and I'm still very much an amateur. I just started being able to, like, faint or, like, really use head movement in an effective way. And I've been training a lot. And that's, like, you know, you're still in a place where you don't have.
You're actually good. Like,
No, I'm okay.
No, but I watch you with Justin. Like, Justin will throw out like a 7-number combo. You get it on the first, second try. But you're actually damn decent, though. Like, I watched you train and you know shit. Like, you're knowledgeable and you can put it together.
I don't think
either of us can put anything together.
What did your.
You looked good against fucking Ellis, dude.
You looked fucking good.
Thank you, dog. Now you're getting on Team Rattlesnake.
Dylan, what did your robe say? What did your robe say on the back?
Oh, it said nothing to lose, nothing to gain because I didn't make any money from this fight.
Okay.
And I was probably going to lose. I wanted to take all the. stickers off afterwards and just say
Jesus.
Parent didn't want no headgear. I agreed with him.
Why? What would it? Yeah.
What was the
that?
Deal
the
with that?
Was that?
Pause it. Because
pause
his skull is one of his greatest assets.
Headgear.
It's stronger than headgear.
It's more difficult to fight in headgear than without headgear. It fucks up your line of vision.
But wouldn't you want the extra protection?
Not really.
It doesn't really protect you from what's happening to your head.
Yeah, and it makes it so you can't see the punches coming. You're getting knocked out by the punches you don't see. So I would rather be able to see everything and have my peripheral than...
I felt so much better with that fucking headgear on.
Oh, you like that?
I think it was a mental thing. I think with me and the head... No, I needed the headgear.
I know, I can't. Headgear makes me feel like I'm drowning, especially MMA. I've done MMA training with headgear, and I feel like I'm drowning, dude. As soon as it hits the ground, I'm like... So, go ahead, play it.
Why wouldn't he shave his back?
This is that disgusting. Is brutal.
Like, I don't understand. You know you're going to take your shirt off. Shave your goddamn back.
Look at Eddie Jackson. Shannon loves it.
I love it so much.
Right. That would have been a nice shot had he left it. Right behind the ear. That would have been nasty.
I think you did have a lot of almost punches.
Yeah.
Just the distance being off.
There was some honest work.
Dude, there's one like right here. Like, that's not how your body should ever look in a fight. Like, your arm should never be in that position.
There it is.
God, dude.
Dude.
Look, right.
Tornado time. Tornado time. Here we go, dude.
Ah, we got Natalie trashing you in the booth. Natalie was fucking doing the windmill.
Natalie's DMing me live during the fight. In the first round, I get a DM from Natalie.
Look at that.
Yes, bitch.
There you go.
And then I lost, and she just texted me,
"Hammer
no,
fist
bitch.
To the kidney."
See, Dylan Harrington came out with a good game plan. Which was to let Dylan punch himself out.
That's so cute. That looks so dramatic.
Look at that.
So
who's
sad.
That? Who's that hat? Go back. This is why I was here.
Go back. It's my team.
This is why I was here. Okay.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
You can't read that
wow,
hat.
Wow, Tim.
That's you can't read that hat, but that hat says dab meat. This is why I answered the call, by the way.
Why? To promote your podcast?
Well, yeah.
This would be good for the meat
no,
boys.
No, dude.
Dylan, how do you feel about it now that it's all over?
I am happy I did it. It was like it's what you said a year ago. You're like, you're mentally challenging yourself. You're gonna push
they
yourself.
Said, no, you said you're mentally challenging.
Go there, Zach.
Damn it!
God damn it!
You're retarded.
I think if I actually trained and took it as serious as Harrington would,
is there a rematch or what?
Chances are pretty low. I think my goals for next game are more in towards of my career. This boxing has nothing to do with my career. More of a stand-up.
Triple merch.
triple the merch. Double the bombs. That's my plan for next Skankfest.
Show up with a 60-year-old comedian this time.
Like, I'm going to be... this time next year, I'll be selling popcorn. yeah, see, you were happy you did it, though?
Yeah, I'm happy I did. I mean, I definitely gassed myself out. 100,000% gassed myself out.
I think Harrington was probably gassed.
I'm honestly happy for Harrington. I went up to him, like, I think the next night. I was like, yo, I'm genuinely happy.
Did he really leave his belt on there?
He did, but I think he got it.
Also, Soda pointed out to me that you beat his ass the last Game Fest. This is his redemption.
Yeah, I beat the shit. But I mean, the last thing was, I wasn't even trying. I mean, it was Harrington.
Me either. I didn't want to train. I was like, I want to see if I can beat him.
You tried. Don't act like you didn't try in the fight.
In the ring, yes, but I'm saying I didn't want to. I wanted to see if I no training.
That
can
so that's,
I beat Harrington?
That's what's fucked up.
But that's the story of it.
Never,
is that
you've never been punched in the face? That first time is like a pretty fucked up time in your life.
It
and you were
sucks.
Pretty. You were sucking air.
No, he had he had sparred a little bit, but yeah. The thing that about you, you had to get used to it because there were times in training where I would hit you. Not even hard. I would just catch you.
I know what you're talking about.
And he'd fucking throw his gloves off like a hockey player and sit down and fucking put his hand between his head and be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
In training, like in the middle of training, I'm like, dude, I'm not like going at you. I'm not trying to fucking lay you out right now. I'm talking like I caught him with like a jab and like a nice little body shot. Mm-hmm. But not like I never went hard. With Harrington, there's times where I've been trying to knock him out
dude,
in training.
No, you go harder with Harrington.
Harrington had some honest training in there. I knew that Harrington, obviously Harrington is like not a skilled fighter, but I knew he had some training.
Well, that means something. Being used to people, used to sparring, being used to somebody trying to hit you and avoiding being hit, having your guard up.
And then doing it in front of like a big screaming crowd that are calling you a Jewish faggot. That was a tough time.
I thought it was your intro song. it's pretty good, dude.
It was pretty cool. You started chanting Jew, though. I liked it.
Yeah, you guys should both be proud of yourselves. It's a fun thing. That's why Shannon said she wanted to do it. I heard Big J saying he was very tempted in the moment. He was like, I could have been pushed into fighting that day.
No way.
Dean Stanfield, comedian from Austin, who was down there.
The Fireball Kid, Dean Stanfield. That's my guy.
He rules.
We're flying him up to Philly, dude.
Dude, he fucking came out and killed it in his fight. He fucking just challenged himself. Kim Kong and Ally Makovsky on a fucking whim. They're like, we want to do this. There's something about that environment that makes you sort of like, you're in that moment and adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
And like, there's just, you're like, dude, I want to challenge myself. It felt like Fight Club. It really did, because the difference between Ellis Mania, people like sign up and send him videos like months in advance. I said to Ellis initially, I was like, oh, there's gonna be plenty of people that want to do it. He was like, no, get the people before. You don't want to be stuck. Dude, the first day it happened, there's people coming up like, dude, I want to do it. I want to challenge myself. Little girls that have never thrown a punch before, big dudes, everyone in between, people who had experience, people who had no experience. It was a really cool experience. And the love that people show for each other, there was no like tough guy shit where it was like, oh, I'm fucking the toughest motherfucker here. It was in good fun. Yeah, you are trying to fucking hit the other people. You're trying to hurt them to a certain degree, but you are just really trying to challenge yourself. And I think it, you know, if you haven't done that before, dude, fighting isn't inherently a violent, mean, nasty thing. Fighting can be something that's really fun, and it can be a fucking bonding experience between people.
It's my favorite thing. How bad
it's awesome, dude. I know. I love to. When we spar together, I love you. I think you're great, Tim. When we spar, I love punching you in the face. It's a cool, fun thing, and it's an experience that certain people see it, certain people don't see it. But I think that was a great thing to do at Skankfest and Ellis Mania. I will have an open invite for Jason Ellis and Ellis Mania at every Skankfest moving forward, because that was one of the coolest things that we did. It was fucking awesome.
Shannon, did you get the picture I sent you of Dylan's training camp?
Yeah, this one.
So Tom texts me to come help Dylan warm up. This is 5 minutes.
Silver showing your girlfriend his new headshots.
So I walk into the area where Dylan's warming up, and Dylan's just like doing like useless footwork drills.
I don't even know what he's doing. He's got both of his toes up. He's on his heels.
Also, I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Yeah, Justin was like,
"You don't say."
So I come down. I'm like, "Did you get your heart rate up yet?" You're just like, "Well, it is beating pretty fast." I'm talking about like warming up physically, and this is,
I'm pretty nervous.
This was Dylan's camp.
The one that Corinne posted was a lot cooler, but yeah, this is pretty much the reality of what happened. Corinne's was like dramatic, dude. Justin like wrapping my hands. That was the reality. It was fucking stupid. We were in a warehouse. There was shit all around. Didn't know where Tom was.
And Justin's fucking showing your girlfriend like, pictures of
dude,
dogs.
Just pretend like he's
of all the camps those three should be in.
Check out this CBD I'm going to give to Kona.
Yeah, dude.
It was.
So I went over like some jab work with him, and I was like, dude, you got long arms, start jabbing him. Then when he goes to the side to get around it, maybe then crack some power on him. But yeah.
I knew it was fucked every time Justin or Tim would start a drill with me, and like 2 minutes into the drill, they would just go, all right, you got it.
Well, there's nothing you can learn in that time. The only thing you can do is, I say, you're longer than Harrington and you're stronger than him. So, you know.
I didn't know that. Justin told me that before the fight, like literally right before the fight. And
what?
I found out, well, he goes, you're stronger than Harrington. I've sparred with him. You're stronger with him than him. And I got hit by him.
You have a stronger 1-2.
Like, so when I got hit by Harrington, I'm going to be honest, I was expecting more. I'm not going to be like, oh, challenge Harrington. I just, when I got hit by him first time in the face, I was like, oh, that's why I went so hard. I was like, I want to knock him out now. I feel like I can punch a lot harder than that. Yeah.
If only you'd learned a couple of punches beforehand, you might have.
If I just
would have
kept
my
distance, if I just would have 1-2 and then stepped the fuck out like everyone begged me to.
Dylan, would you fight again?
Hey, I could be tempted.
You could be tempted.
Wow. You should fight Tom, dude.
Ooh.
No.
Why not?
Tom.
That would be
probably
so
Tom. He's got
funny
experience in the fucking streets against
Tom almost got handled at the beer pong tournament. We almost put him through probably a fucking
Tom
table.
Yeah, we almost ripped Tom in half at the beer pong. Yeah, dude. He was being a bit of a heel.
All right, Dylan, get out of my face.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Later, buddy.
Have fun, man. Great Dylan Negri. Only reason he's around is because of his last name.
Mm. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, let's take a quick moment and talk to fans who are over the age of 21 years old about Fully Loaded Chew. The holiday season is fast approaching, and a lot of our fans are either still smoking cigarettes or hitting those vape pens. And I'll tell you right now, Fully Loaded Chew might be a great way to either cut back or to even replace your current chew.
Yeah, you guys can tell from the show sometimes. I like a little dip or two. Fully Loaded is really good. It gives you what you need. It gives you that pep. It gives you that like nice little nicotine. Hey, how are you? But it's much better for you. And I was trying not to have soppy gop face by the time I'm 45. So I was real happy to start trying it.
Yeah, it's the only chew that is tobacco-free nicotine. Tobacco-free nicotine means less bad shit that's in your mouth, and Fully Loaded's motto is save a lip. They've got a full line of flavors, too, like wintergreen, mint, bourbon, and peach. And be sure to try their reformulated classic flavor. It's the closest to Copenhagen and tobacco-free. Fully Loaded Chew also comes at different nicotine levels. Full strength is the same nicotine as any other chew. And if you're looking to cut back, they have half or they have no nicotine at all. So right now, go to FullyLoadedChew.com and use the promo code GAS1. You're going to get a tin of Fully Loaded Chew for just $1 and free shipping on any purchase you make. So right now, go to FullyLoadedChew.com and use the promo code GAS1 to get a $1 tin of Fully Loaded Chew. Once again, that's FullyLoadedChew.com. Use that promo code GAS1. If you purchase anything, you're going to get free shipping. FullyLoadedChew.com. Save a lip with Fully Loaded Chew. All right, where were we?
See you.
All right.
Cool weekend.
Let's move on. Skankfest was great. More Skankfest news coming up very, very soon. We'll be announcing the next Skankfest weekend, you know, ASAP. Let's, you know, we did talk about the Astroworld incident. We never talked about it on Real Ass Podcast, right?
No, we haven't.
First
been
one back.
Yeah.
What was that, Thursday?
Shannon, did
Friday?
The one from Skankfest go out?
Yep, it streams Monday.
Oh, great. Cool. Awesome.
We had an Astroworld chant at Dad Meet.
Nice. Yeah. So how many people died at this point? I know it was 8.
It was 8.
It's still 8. There's one person on life support and one kid that's in a coma. 9-year-old kid, I think.
Jesus Christ. Why would you bring your 9-year-old kid to fucking Astroworld?
Well, thank you. The fucking Uproxx posted it, and there were some logical people that were like, what animal brought a 9-year-old? They're like, it was all ages.
I think it is music for children, though.
Yeah, because he had a Happy Meal.
Actually, that was fun. I'd never heard Travis Scott before, but when I finally watched video of the concert and I was watching the people be like crushed to death and carried out, and I finally heard the music, I was like, oh my God, this is what all my jacked Asian Grubhub drivers are listening to. Yeah. And it sounds exactly the same from outside of a car as it does in concert.
Yeah.
So I can see you a 9-year-old
and from
there.
Underneath 45 people.
Carrie's pretty good.
I don't even. But if you do bring a kid to that, you don't take them up to where.
Oh yeah.
You keep them on like the outskirts. Yeah. Like
apparently the outskirts were just as bad, dude. The crowd was being like from the back of the building. So if you stood along the side, from the back of like the area or whatever, people were rushing in so hard that even if you, no matter where you were standing, if there was like a barricade near you, you were being crushed against it to the point where you couldn't like open your lungs.
At that point, the second it looks dangerous, if it's slightly dangerous, you get your fucking 9-year-old kid out of there.
You can't go anywhere.
That's
like you couldn't pick your feet up off the ground because they were packed in so tightly.
No.
Bro.
Stop it.
I read about it.
Stop it.
Was there any truth to the guy pricking people with needles?
No, I think they said that was a hoax.
I think it's all. Look, you can't tell me that that it was a fucking a fishbowl of people all squished
that's
in.
Exactly
and
what.
Whole, like, from the exactly back of the place to the absolute front of the stage, that was it. They're sardines.
That's exactly what they were saying happened.
I think what they basically said was that there should have been a cap on how many people were allowed, but they had no.
The fire marshal was at Skankfest.
Yeah. Yeah, he was making sure not enough people saw my dick.
Yeah.
Did you see the people smashed the security checkpoint and they were just running into the venue?
That's what I was going to ask.
Can we see some videos? Can we see some videos?
Yeah, well, people were just running in.
They just rushed
in.
Like they did with the roast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I saw people running in. I thought we almost had there was enough room to run, there's enough room to walk in the opposite direction.
I didn't see the
end. You're going to tell me that this 9-year-old kid had no chance.
I mean,
in life, not.
Yeah, a good 9 out of Travis Scott.
We're linked up today, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Here's one.
World experience.
This is right at the front. I mean, look, I've been to some crazy concerts, dude. I was at Ozfest 96 or 97 with Pantera at Giant Stadium, and the entire floor was just like sandwiched, like swaying bodies. Then it was like 2 giant mosh pits. Then it was 4 giant mosh pits. Then all the mosh pits became the entire floor of Giant Stadium. And it was chaos. I remember I was like maybe 13 or 14. My sister was 15 or 16.
But you've seen people fall moshing and then people help them up.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
This is completely different.
This is a riot.
Black people don't understand mosh culture. They're like, step on them.
Dude, do not tell people.
Step on that like a cigarette.
Don't tell black people about moshing. They'll take that over too, dude.
And they'll be better at it somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
In this one shot here, if you share this, they're They're helping this girl up, and they grazed her boobs with her, with their hand.
Hell yeah.
Look, look, look.
Woo.
Hell yeah. Nice.
He didn't mean to do that.
She's got nice boobs.
That was like totally unintentional.
Is that Dan Soder?
Probably. If we see one comment from there, like,
seems like a nightmare.
It seems horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I like, you know, those concerts that I've been to have been fucking crazy, but they're definitely not a place for a 9-year-old kid. My son's almost nine. I cannot imagine bringing my son to Ozfest 97, where, I mean, I looked over my sister and she was like, she wasn't crying. She was, you could tell she was about to let go. She was trying to like hold it together for me. But she was like, you can see on her face, she was about to cry because we were going to die. It felt like we were going to die. Giant Stadium was just fucking just, it was absolute madness. And we had to go back out from like the thick of the crowd. But once you got to the back, like it was fine. It wasn't that bad.
You ever go to a movie theater in a bad neighborhood though?
Yep.
I mean, age isn't a thing.
I definitely wanted to stomp some people.
is it a black 9-year-old?
I don't know.
I don't know why I feel like there's just so many white people at this
festival. Wait, was that the only video show?
Yeah, there's a bunch
I'm going through them, but each one has a freaking 30-second ad behind it. I'll tell you what,
finding out about that festival did really explain the other people on my flight. Because it was pretty packed to the gills with some very fashionable folks.
Yeah, are black people wearing airplane costumes now? Is that something that I missed out on?
Like, what are you wearing? Fucking idiot.
I saw a lady wearing like decorative full body PJs with like the butt was like pinned on and it had like her name in cursive on it for the flight.
That's the way to fly.
I might get into that.
This shot here, you can see the how tightly packed the crowd
Jesus.
is.
Yeah, dude, you can't go anywhere. Insane.
Yeah, Lewis, turn around and walk out of that, dude.
Oh.
Here, we have a Puerto Rican kid to explain everything.
Yo, he's fucked up, man.
Yo.
Is there any more self videos? Like people that took them?
Yeah, well, I can show you the rest of this because it's a bunch of videos in this news article.
One's from inside of a body bag.
Hold on.
Teen who tried to stop the concert shares his story.
Yeah, he was telling them to stop and stop they the show him.
From happening.
He's a hero.
Hey, stop, homie.
Last Friday night, a mixture of
injury and panic and ultimately death.
Oh my God.
As concertgoers surged forward.
Dude, I heard people screaming for help, people crying.
Aiden Cruz trying to stop concert.
18-year-old Aiden Cruz was with a group of seven friends all trampled on.
That was you on the left. That was six. This is his lawyer.
Like yeah, you bet.
People picking him right off the ground and then crushing him down on top of other helpless people.
A lot of fear struck into my body, and then before you know it, people were falling down.
Look at Beezer on the left.
I'm going to lose this case for this kid. I'm going to frame this motherfucker. That's fucked up. He's wearing a hoodie that says grind.
Your Honor, my client's fucked up, dude.
First of all, this kid's retarded. Let him go.
So after, I don't know if you guys know about this, after the Astro World thing, there was a big group of people like drinking Hennessy in the lobby of the
Fuck
Elton.
Yeah.
And they're definitely like shell shocked, trying to figure out what's going on. And so the security guard goes up to him. He's like, "You guys can't sit in here and drink." And Dalton was so fucked up, he thought they were Skankfest people. So he tries to like big dog the security guard. He's like, "Man, you don't get it. It's Skankfest. We're here to party." And just this giant group of black people all look at dumbass Dalton, who has no idea that they just watched murders.
What's he showing his artist badge?
Yeah.
You know what would have been funny if Dalton got lost and went to Astroworld and we saw him rushing the stage?
Dude.
Yeah, dude, they're trying to sue him now, right?
they're carrying out dead 9-year-olds and Dalton's on stage with Travis Scott like, "Have you guys read Dune?" And it's auto-tuned.
Dude.
I have one more video.
Oh, Jesus.
He's doing a Beatles cover.
Yeah, good song. Mobile people were killed in the Stampede.
They do. I gotta ask, can I say this, though? Most people look like they're having a good time.
For the most part.
Right? So it's like...
But you have to realize everyone in that front is standing on layers of people.
Yeah. So these are the people that were in the back still able to record, and they're trying to move forward toward the front, and the people at the front are being compressed and can't. They were saying that you couldn't even like fill your lungs. It was so fucked up.
So Jesus. The people in the front are being slowly but suffocated. Surely. Yeah, but the people who are actually standing in the front are standing on top of piles and piles of bodies.
Corpses, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So you're getting a better view as it goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The longer it goes, you're like, wow, dude, am I rising?
I thought the craziest thing about it was that Travis Scott went to Dave and Buster's after.
That's sick.
Well, eight people died, and they're dude. You know what I got? I need some Cabela's Big Buck Hunter to get me out of this.
I need a beer tower and some crab fries.
Wasn't he seen with Drake? He was seen partying with Drake afterwards?
Yeah, it was Drake's after party at Dave and Buster's.
Wow.
And
I do love App Sam. Samplers.
I mean, D&B.
Let's do we should go.
Are
now.
You kidding me? I'll go right now and stomp some kids. That's the funnest game at that.
He claims
I wish they used kids instead of moles and whack-a-mole, and I could just smack their heads with hammers.
You're standing on the machine.
Yeah, dude.
You said moles. So I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Whack-a-mole? The Staten Island?
David Duke and Buster. So I was like, Jesus Christ.
Whack-a-mole.
I wanted to see. There's no more cell phone footage.
I mean, look, you know, so, all right, so we've seen partying.
Whack-a-mole. Ow! Ow! Stay at a Brighton Beach. Ow! Ow!
What, so that was the after party after the festival he was seen partying.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
He claims he didn't know at that time that people had died. That's what he's saying.
I mean, probably not. Right? And he's paying for all the funerals. And he's refunding all the money.
I did read that.
He's refunding all the money.
Everybody's tickets are getting refunded.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's tickets.
Yeah, because they canceled the second day.
How long was it supposed to be? Just the 2 days?
I don't know.
Mm. Damn.
But they canceled the second day, and then he said he's paying for all the funerals, but now I think everybody's suing him.
Yeah, far 68 people are suing so far. It also says, this is something that I keep seeing pop up in headlines, that a security plan instructed staff to call dead concert goers Smurfs.
Cool.
People are complaining about that.
We got a Smurf.
Why Smurfs?
Because they're blue.
Brilliant.
Damn. Just missed Halloween, too, with that.
We've got three grimaces.
Yeah.
He's also in the past been convicted for encouraging fans to jump security barriers and rush the stage. So people are saying that he may be to blame for this because he encouraged people getting injured at his shows.
Mm-hmm. Would you feel up a Smurfette? I might. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up, man.
Is she flat? Come on.
No, come on now. Come on now.
Could you blow into her thumb to reinflate her whole body?
But he's being sued for billions of dollars.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Travis Scott doesn't have billions of dollars.
He might.
He's
man.
Got money.
He's got Happy
Not
Meal money.
Billions.
He's got Happy Meal money.
I don't know
dude.
About billions.
Billions is like crazy. There's not that many billionaires in the world, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
It wasn't like a big deal when Jay-Z became a billionaire. Like he's like one.
Dre, Dr. Dre, when he sold Beats.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. It was Dre.
That was, yeah.
He became a billionaire, and that was like a big fucking deal. Mm-hmm. It's not like everyone's a billionaire.
I think everyone's kind of a billionaire now, though.
You think so?
Yeah. I think if you're a millionaire now, you might as well be a billionaire.
There's 2,000 billionaires
2,755 billionaires dude. In the world.
2,000?
2,755.
Dude, if I had fucking just $12 million, you'd never hear from me again.
I don't even need that
you
much.
You never hear from me
again. I
need
like two, and I'm out.
You're out. You're out. For with two?
Two.
No, I got to set my shit up. I got to really set myself
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a real thing, yeah. Like, maybe three, and I'd be out. Yeah.
God, I just want to get that rich. Travis Scott's, what is Travis Scott's net worth?
Oh, he's got to be up there.
I'm going to say $40 billion.
No. No, I'm going to say Travis Scott is worth like $100 million. Nothing crazy. I mean, it is crazy. That is wild. That's wild.
Bro, he was...
That is wild. I shouldn't say
that. He took over Fortnite. It's
he's also on Rap Snacks. You know them?
$60 million.
Not even that much. $60 million. Wow. $60 million. Not even that much money. Travis Scott is a broke bitch.
He's going to lose it all.
He's a broke bitch. He doesn't even got $1 billion. He got a half a billion. 1/10 of a billion.
Damn. You know how much money he fucking lost on that, refunding everyone? That sucks.
If I had to refund everyone for Skankfest, oh, I would go into hiding.
You live in Houston now.
I would be, it would be over. Live, yeah. You would never see. If I had to refund everyone for Skankfest.
And he almost had to three times.
No, we did. We offered. We were one of the only fucking comedy festivals, or only festivals, or only big shows that were even offering refunds. We offered refunds twice on Skankfest when we canceled twice. And fucking still sold that bitch out like a motherfucker.
What did you do for the people that stayed true the whole time and didn't refund?
They were allowed to come to Thursday night. So usually it's just a kickoff party, but we did a whole night of events with shows. And
yeah, we did Real Ass Podcast. Yeah, that was cool.
So, and yeah, honestly, part of me wants to do Skankfest 4 full days next year.
I'll die.
Do a kickoff, but I'm just so dead. By the time Sunday comes, I'm look at Shannon saying Sunday. No. By the time Sunday comes, I'm so dead. But I think we could do all day Thursday, all day Friday.
I'd have to put in a camp
all day Sunday.
I'd put in a training camp for 4 days.
You have to pace yourself, dude. Because I'm my chick was like sick afterwards. She just felt she felt like shitty, and I call it comedy festival crud. They call it cruise crud.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on a cruise, when you're with thousands of people in close quarters, you know,
spitting on each other.
Yeah, dude. So, but you get this like, you know, kind of a shitty feeling in your throat, kind of scratchy. You're tired. Your spine hurts. You're just overall, you're really testing your immune system. And by the time Sunday hits, I mean, I stopped talking earlier in the day because I wanted to be able to actually do my roast. You even heard it in my voice. My roast, I was so low energy and my voice was already shredded up by the time the roast came about. And by the time that, and then I was playing drums on Goddamn Comedy Jam, I'm just like, hey, it ain't so, and just no energy at all, just completely dead. But I do think another day would be dope. Because it feels like it's too little. When we're leaving on the last day on Skankfest in the morning on Sunday, you get up and you're like, fuck, it's the last day. No, I don't want to be the last day. And it's kind of depressing. That whole day is depressing.
And ending with a jam and how much fun that is. It's like almost so torture. Awesome. It's like, fuck.
I crashed. I crashed before the jam.
You crashed?
It was
you
so the
jam.
Good.
Jam was incredible, dude. What a great way to
end. I saw the videos. It looked great.
Yeah, we did more music than we've ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue down that trend. We fucking had Steel Panther, which was incredible. We had Yo Rap Boy, which was incredible.
Awesome.
Dude, it was awesome, dude. And so
shout out to everybody that came to Zach Miko's secret dance party Sunday night after everything.
Closed. I was there for a little taste of it.
Got a little wild.
What was that? I heard about a dance party.
Zach started commanding the DJ. He's like,
I got
it. It was hilarious.
I got a little lit up. Got a little wild. And we threw a little secret dance party.
Nice.
Got a little wild. Got a pretty. Rebecca's last man standing. I was putting people in Ubers.
Love it.
Wow.
I love. We had food carts or food trucks this year.
That food was so good.
The food was fucking. Everything was awesome. We caged in the streets around the secret group. We opened up all of these other spaces that didn't exist. That warehouse venue wasn't even approved legally until the morning that Skankfest started. It was
really?
Like just. We had to go through so many different, like we spent $25,000 building out that space.
Damn.
Like the whole back area, that would none of that existed. None of it existed. We created an entire festival around the secret group and within the secret group. Really, really unique. And that honestly, that's what makes it a unique thing. It's all in one place. You don't have to go to fucking 10 different venues. You're not running around all, you know, one big city. Yeah. It's a party. And the whole time everyone is fucking there and it's fucking goddamn incredible. All right, I'm going to stop sucking my own dick. I'm sorry, guys. I'm very happy about Skankfest, obviously.
Next time I'm going to pitch, I'm going to carve out a room somewhere, and I'm going to create the perfect environment for someone to go to just trip their fucking balls off.
We did the second year, we had the Duncan Trussell psychedelic party, and we had like...
I'd love to take that over if he's not going to show up again.
Let's go. We have like black lights, just trippy music, and it was really, really
bro,
cool.
Bro, give me like YouTube and like a sound bar, and I'll fucking take these boys somewhere pretty nice.
Let's do it. Hell let's fucking go, doggy. late night fucking raves, the Butterly
bro.
Rave.
Bro.
The Tim Butterly fucking rave, Friday night
put
rave.
Put it down next time.
From 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
That's basically what Saturday night was, by the
hell
way.
Yeah,
I got a group of people and I took them on a fucking ride. That was Saturday was a sick time.
Yeah, by ride, he means he stayed up at my house till 6
sleep.
In the morning. Dude.
Didn't close my eyes once.
The girls were sleeping on the couch. I came up to get water at one point. You're in the kitchen with your hood up just.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, are you all right? He's like, yeah, dude. I'm good. I was like, oh.
Bro, I also found out I stayed over at Beezer's Airbnb. I found out the dude takes smoke breaks sleeping.
No. Who?
You. I heard you getting up to go smoke outside all night.
Oh, I probably didn't go to bed yet. I didn't go to bed till like
that's what I do.
When
I never went to bed.
I was smoking cigarettes. I was smoking weed
during the Halloween
season. I had to come out. Dude, I was flying.
During the Halloween season, I take candy breaks in the night. This is what's going on right now. Like when I get home today, I have to actually throw out all my son's Halloween candy because I can't have candy in my house like that. Because whatever it is in the night, like I'll just wake up and I'm like, dude, I fucking need a Reese's. I need one now. And then I eat a Reese's and I drank all of his milk. You know what my son had today for breakfast? Do you have any? You need milk for everything.
Tears.
You need milk for anything that a child's going to eat for breakfast, okay? Eggs, fucking cereal, oatmeal, whatever it is, you need milk.
He gave edibles.
Dude, last night I was stoned. I took a dab in the night, and I ate fucking Reese's.
You
want to
split this blue chew?
I got
high. Now that's just so James doesn't roll out of bed.
Doggy, I fucking... Dude, Reese's and milk. There's nothing better than organic ooh, whole milk. Yeah. And Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, there is no wrong way to eat a Reese's. There is a right way. And that's organic whole milk. Or there's the organic whole milk tastes sweet. There's just something about, I don't even know what it is, dude. Just a fucking glass of ice cold organic cold milk. I'm salivating right now.
Yeah.
My mouth is like
saying cold milk, like hot milk,
yeah. Cold milk,
something else.
None of that warm shit.
They do. First of all, warm milk is the thing, Zach. Okay, sorry that you don't have a fucking mother. Wait, I don't have a mother. You do have a mother. Damn it. Damn it. Okay, no, but
yes, you're right. Warm milk is a thing.
And but there's a difference between just cold milk or ice cold milk. Okay, so fucking ice cold milk with a Reese's. Okay, and last night I just I chugged all of it in the night, and then I left
chomping
it.
Chomping
Reese's. Yeah. It was delicious, and then I woke up this morning. I was like, "Fuck, dude, I got nothing to give him." So I gave my son.
I ate all my son's breakfast candy,
dude. I gave him Polio string cheese.
That's got milk in it.
I'm gonna melt this back down into milk so I can make a breakfast.
I gave him Polio string cheese, grapes. Yeah, like a big thing of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him a piece of baklava.
No child enjoys baklava.
He's like, what is this?
He's like, oh my God. Like,
it's baklava.
This is the most nuts I've ever eaten.
That's like the food at the fire fest.
What else was it?
I gave him an open-faced cheese sandwich and some wilted lettuce.
Then I gave him some Cheerios, some dry Cheerios in a bowl.
Oh my God, dude.
And a glass of cranberry juice.
Oh my God.
Like he had a yeast infection.
Good God.
You haven't touched your mayonnaise and saltines. James?
Hey, that was his breakfast this morning.
Damn.
It was grapes, a slice of baklava, some Cheerios, and two Polio string cheeses.
Dude, he is ripping farts at school right now.
Yeah.
He might have to change schools for what you just did to him today.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I was like, James, we're going to do something really different for. I tried to make it like it was a cultural thing. I was like, baklava, this is like a Greek dessert, I think.
I think.
This is a complete Haitian breakfast. You should enjoy this.
Yeah, doggy. It was sort of a low moment. It was only because if I wasn't so high and didn't chug all of his whole milk last night, I wouldn't feel bad. Like, it wasn't like I fucked up.
Was there a lot in there? Or was it?
Yeah.
You ever high chug the whole thing?
It was so much whole milk. It was plenty because it was like two or three different times in the night where I'd get up and have chocolate on my way to pee.
Jesus.
This is why I got to get rid of this chocolate in the house. I have his bag of chocolate, and then I have the chocolate from the Halloween party. And the chocolate, I mean, I have so much chocolate from the Halloween party. But how old are your kids again?
13, 11, and 4.
You should be bringing your younger kids to my Halloween party.
I should have. I would have if I was invited.
I should have invited you, dude.
Man, it was Skankfest all over again. I was B-Squad at the Halloween party again.
Oh, stop. Wow. You weren't B-Squad at Skankfest.
I was denied entry to several places. They were They were like, I have no idea who the fuck you are. I was like, bro, I'm an artist on the festival. They were like, I'll believe it when I see it, pal.
No, okay, I don't believe that.
Okay.
We'd like in, but these two guys from sales are taking up too much room.
Yeah. I tried, dude.
They kicked them out.
I ditched my squad and I tried to go into the Naked Roast. They were like, Everybody wants to get in here, bro. You're not coming in.
Overalls was not happening.
Okay, man.
Oh, you got to come see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you came in late to the Naked Roast, even as an artist, it wasn't going to happen.
I refused to come see you, dude. I was like, all right, I'll accept my place. I know where my place is right now.
You got to come see me, dude.
Bro, they scheduled Matt and Shane at the same time as Dad Meat.
Still the best line of.
No.
I think Butterly had the best line of Skankfest, dude. I really do. I've said it. Oh, no.
You couldn't explain this with the amount of time we have left.
We can. It's very easy. It was basically, what was it, Sunday? You guys got an email saying it was rescheduled?
Yeah, but for this line to work, you have to explain why the Dad Meat episode was so good.
Well, yeah.
All right, but that'll come out. The video for the Dad Meat's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, Lewis is in it.
Colm took us to the next level, and it's going to be
I heard. Yeah, I heard about
it. It was nuts.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen a person do.
Sick.
But yeah. I for a second I was like, this was a prank at the last minute. Lewis is trying to ruin my time here. He purposely put my boys
and it was in the club and the warehouse, so they had to go outside to get over to Matt. No, you know, they share a lot. You know, obviously we all share a lot of fans.
But it was actually probably good because there was so many people that probably wanted to see both of you that you had to split it some way.
Yeah, there was people going back and forth and everything, so it was good.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
And I mean, the people. Like,
it
the people
wasn't me. Rebecca.
Both crushed.
You think fucking Rebecca and Christine understand the fucking podcasts?
I bet you they do. I bet you they have their finger on the pulse. They know exactly what's
going on. Venn diagram of audiences.
You know who else they booked against each other?
Who?
Zach Amico and Zach Amico.
Sick.
In two shows, one on top of the other in the schedule.
But if anybody could do it,
I would have.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one here because this has been fun. I do want to, before we go, I want to see who People Magazine announces the sexiest man alive, Shannon.
Do you guys want to guess?
I know. I thought
it was. Yeah, I know who it is.
Oh, but don't, if you know it.
Yeah, I don't want to say
it.
I know.
Oh.
Eddie Jackson.
Yes, that's who.
Look
it
at the
is.
Giggle that we got out of Shannon. It reminds me of the Patrice joke that old women can't giggle. It's like,
is that what
just,
he did?
No, just giggle for it.
Thank you, Natalie.
What's your guess? What's your guess?
Sexiest man alive? The Rock? Maybe?
Who do you think?
Has he won it before? He has won.
Oh, you already saw it?
So.
Who do you think?
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh.
Not for me. Just
who would
I'm
be the sexy? Because the only reason I say The Rock is because he's had like a big year with like... he's like just crushing it right now, right?
He's never had a small year.
You're right, actually.
Every year's big.
Isn't The Rock sort of killing it extra right now, though? Doesn't it feel like he is?
He's one of the highest paid. I know that.
Yeah, he's just crushing, but maybe he's not.
He showed this year.
He bitched up Vin Diesel. He made Alec Baldwin look like a dickhead.
He's got that big deal with Under Armour, too.
Sexiest man. But I think he's already done. I don't think they repeat it.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he already.
Dude.
No.
Is it Elliot Page?
Is it
Elliot Page.
I was going to say Dalton Pruitt.
The Rock won in 2016.
Oh,
he already won. Okay. Yeah.
So who is it, Shannon? Let's see.
Paul Rudd.
Paul
Rudd.
Wow.
Really?
Weird.
Really? What the fuck is Rudd
doing? That's the same
doing?
Hashtag they use for Astroworld, too. He's like, I stomped him.
Dougie, what is Rudd doing that would make him relevant right now in The Sexiest Man Alive?
Ghostbusters.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the new Ghostbusters.
This is a Ghostbusters viral campaign.
Oh. All right, Paul Rudd, Sexiest Man Alive. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude.
I don't
but
know about
sexiest
sexy.
Man sexy? Tell me, sexier than Aquaman? Get the fuck out of here.
Do you love him, Shannon?
Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
No.
He's tiny, too. And he's like 5'2".
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's
small.
He's a small guy. That's not sexy at all. That's not sexy at all.
Oh, he's 5'10", it says.
Is
5'10",
it?
5'10", yeah.
Damn.
But he's skinny.
Mm. Yeah, he's a little bitch. All right. We're wrapping this one. Thank you guys very much for watching the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another live show. We did not tape yesterday, so we're back live on Friday. Until then, have a great night.
That's all, folks.